the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وَحَبَسَنِي عَن نَفْعِي بُعْدُ آمَالِي وَخَدَعَتْنِي الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا وَنَفْسِي ومطالي يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي. As you have been previously with us, brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. Ya Sayyidi, فَأَسْأَلُكَ بِعِزَّتِكَ أَنْ لَا يَحْجُبَ عَنْكَ دُعَائِي سُوءُ عَمَلِي وَفِعَالِي. O my Lord, so I ask you by your might not to let my evil deeds and acts veil my supplication from you. In this regard, we explained about the reality of supplication a bit in the previous episode, and we also had a look at the two benefits of acceptance of prayer by the Almighty Allah. The minor benefit is the granting the request and petition itself, but the greater one is the turning of the Almighty Allah towards His servant. It is the ijabah from the side of Almighty Allah. And this is the greater benefit of supplication. Now, in this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us one of the important facts regarding the etiquettes of supplication. You know, supplication throughout our different narrations from the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam has got different etiquettes and requisites most of the time we are ignorant of. One of the facts regarding supplication is that there are some obstacles and hindrances which prevent a prayer from ascending to the Almighty Allah. And we will try to have a look in this part of the Kumail supplication at this subject. Ya Sayyidi, فَأَسْأَلُكَ بِعِزَّتِكَ أَنْ لَا يَحْجُبَ عَنْكَ دُعَائِي سُوءُ عَمَلِي وَفِعَالِي. In this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that I hope my evil deeds, my evil acts, will not veil my supplication from you. So at first we understand that there are some obstacles, there are some impediments that prevent a prayer from ascending to the Almighty Allah. Second, the fact is that supplication, by its definition and nature, is the ascending of the request to the Almighty Allah. And this will involve a response to the call of the servant. If we are invited by the Almighty Allah to call on Him, He will respond to our requests. However, there are a number of obstacles and hindrances which somehow impede a prayer from ascending to the Almighty Allah. Among the most important of these obstacles is wrongdoing and disobedience to the Almighty Allah. That is why in the beginning of Kumail's supplication, we read together, O Allah, forgive those of my sins which withhold prayers. And again, in another phrase we read, I beseech you by your might that my wrongdoings should not veil my prayer from you. And لا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah,
God, let me hear,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Now, in these couple of programs, we will try to have a look at some of these impediments that stop the supplication from ascending to the Almighty Allah. Now, let us start with the most important of them, the role of sins in veiling man from Allah. Bad deeds play two roles in man's life. The first role is that they take man away from Allah. They cut him off from the Almighty Allah. As a result, the servant who is having bad deeds with him, he will be unable to attain the state of turning to Allah and being mindful of him, let alone supplication. Because the reality of supplication is turning toward Allah. So if you are a sinner, you will be veiled from Allah by your sins. And then you will surely be veiled by these sins from supplication. The second rule of sins is that they prevent the prayer from ascending to Allah. If a prayer reaches Allah, then the response from Him would certainly be accomplished, of course, in certain conditions. Because the Almighty Allah is neither incapable nor miser, but here the supplication lacks the ability to reach Allah because of the sins. So sometimes sins stop a person from supplicating, and at other times they withhold the ascent of a prayer to the Almighty Allah. Now, this was a cursory look at the effects of sins. Of course, it needs more explanation that we will, God willing, turn to in the upcoming episodes. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be the most close to you.